So welcome home. Welcome back after summer. School's back in session again, and summer vacations are over, and hope you had a great summer. Did you? You have a good summer break? We had great weather. You can't complain about that. But now we're back into our normal routines, and some of you are happy about that. Some of you are sad. Summer's over. But we had an exciting time here at Unity of Bellevue. The visioning team shared our new purpose and core values and vision statement, and you said we got it. And we took some of your comments and tweaked it a little bit and finalized the product, the statement, and it's on our website under Day of Discovery, and it's also on the in the weekly e-newsletter that we send out every Tuesday. You can click and see it as well. And then the visioning team introduced to you the dream teams, those six areas that you said you wanted us to focus on for the next several years. And several people signed up for those, and those teams are now meeting throughout the month, and they'll be brainstorming and coming up with a few different projects. In fact, I already hear that the prayer and pastoral care team is looking at doing a pet blessing. So yay. See, good stuff is coming out of these teams. I'm excited, and I can't wait. And so we'll see what else comes out. But you'll then be invited to participate in any of these projects that will be coming out of the dream teams and to help bring forth our dreams, to bring our dreams into reality, to bring them into form. But one thing that kept coming up over and over again this whole year as we've been in this discovery process of who we are after our Day of Discovery in March, what keeps coming up is spiritual community. That seems to be something that we really value here at Unity of Bellevue. You know, that wonderful feeling of being together. Dr. Martin Luther King called it the beloved community, recognizing the value and dignity of every single person, honoring and welcoming every person, all people. No one is left out. And if anything seems to be dividing us, Spirit is always inviting us to open our hearts wider and wider and wider. Everyone is welcome. Everyone. And many of you call this your spiritual home. Others of you may be looking for a spiritual home, and maybe this will be it. You know, give it a try. But you are so welcome here at Unity of Bellevue. Doesn't matter who you are. You know, if you're gay or lesbian, you're welcome here. If you're of color, you're welcome here. If you're old, if you're young, if you're pink, if you're purple, you know, if you're tattooed, if you're pierced, we don't care. You are welcome here. You can be walking upright. You can be walking with a walker in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter. You are so welcome here. Unity allows you to be yourself. And that's what I love about Unity. You can be yourself. And Unity invites you to come home to yourself. You know, and how great is that? Yay, God. Yay, God. You know, there should be no saying that you're right, I'm wrong. We should be able to sit down together in a wonderful spirit of community. And so this beloved community is a world that works for everyone, where no one is left out. And in order to create this kind of a community, we have to make deep and profound changes within ourselves. I don't know about some of you, if maybe you left religion behind a long time ago. You know, maybe you, with the religion maybe that you grew up in. That when you got out in the world, you said, none of that stuff for me. I know I did that. And then I went on kind of a little detour. And then you find yourself in this wonderful way of life called Unity. And it is a way of life. It's more of a philosophy. It's you know, just ancient wisdom. These perennial truths that are found in all spiritual traditions. And that's why we say in Unity that we are spiritual, not religious. And one of our basic teachings is practicing the presence, is experiencing that presence within. It doesn't matter how you get there, it just matters that you get there. And Unity is all about the experience of God. We can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but until you have an experience of the presence, it means nothing. Jesus talked about that all the time, and he referred to it as the kingdom of heaven. And he would say, the kingdom of heaven is like, and then he would go on to compare it to a what they were familiar with in those days. And one parable I love is, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like this treasure buried in a field. And once you discover it, you will sell everything so that you can have that experience. And that's what we're going for. And what Jesus meant was a level of consciousness. So once we find it, once we touch it, we want that experience, that deeper, more profound experience. And we will do anything to have that experience. And Jesus taught in metaphor. You know, he used parables, stories to teach spiritual principles. And in Unity, we call that metaphysical Bible interpretation. That we're not going for the literal meaning. We're going for the inner spiritual meaning. And we get so much more out of that. You know, there is this experience of the presence of God in every moment that we can cultivate. And that's what our prayer life is all about. And you got to experience that about a week and a half ago during our World Day of Prayer. To just sit in that silence. You know, and that's what our fellowship is all about. And as we have a homecoming family picnic this afternoon after the second service, we hope you come back for it. And that's why we get together on Sundays in celebration. That's what it's all about. It's cultivating an awareness that everywhere I am, God is. Everywhere I am, God is. Let's say that together. Everywhere I am, God is. Everywhere we are, God is. Together. Everywhere we are, God is. God is. God is wherever we are, wherever we show up, the presence and the power of God is. And so we create heaven when our thoughts are appreciating, loving, blessing, accepting. We create heaven, and that's what you and I are here to do. We're here to create heaven on earth. Did you know that's our purpose? Yeah, we're here to create heaven on earth. We're here also to create beloved community. I think God is constantly bringing us together to be in community, to love each other, to support each other, encourage each other. And we're here to come home to ourselves and come home to knowing that the presence of God is within us. It's within us. And so what we're talking about here is opening ourselves to the experience, to God moving through us and expressing in our lives and being that open vessel for God to flow through. That's what we're talking about. It's right here. We don't have to go anywhere or do anything or be anything. We just have to open our hearts to be that vessel for God. And that's what we're talking about. And how wonderful it is that we can do it together in community. Isn't that great? Encouraging each other, lifting each other up, cheering each other on. That's what spiritual community is all about. We're here to be there for each other and to support each other. And how great is that? You know, where else can you go and be accepted and loved and celebrated for exactly who you are? You know, welcome to Unity. Welcome home. Yay, God. Yay, God. And so as we're on this spiritual journey that we're all on, I have identified three areas of our lives that I really feel that we must come home to. The first area, I think, is we must come home to God. We must come home to love. We must come home to peace. We must come home to generosity. We must come home to creativity. And when we're praising God, when we're surrendering to God, then we truly know. We truly know that we are a spiritual being of light. And so as we continue on our journey and we are in a spiritual community like this and we feel the love in this community and we say, yes, this is for me. And we come to a class, you know, and we set our new intentions for our life and we deepen in or begin a prayer life. That's when we begin to open ourselves to God. But at the same time, we may also experience a moment of pain or discomfort as our defense mechanisms come up to greet us. You know, all that stuff that is standing in between us and the experience of the divine, everything, all the junk, you know, all that You know, sometimes we have to, call in Roto-Rooter to kind of dig out all that garbage that we've collected over the years. You know, we've got to open ourselves up and we've got to clean out the space. You know, we might say, I'm a loving being. And then all of a sudden, wham, all this unloving stuff comes up. But it comes up for us to get rid of. That's good. You know, maybe unloving people show up in your life. Have you ever experienced that? When you've affirmed, I am a loving being of light. And then all of a sudden, you get tested. You get this opportunity to really experience yourself as that. Oh, yeah? So you say you're a being of love? You know, I'm going to, there's this person. Let me see how loving you are in this environment. You know, ever happened to you? Pray for patience. And you get everything thrown at you so you can practice patience. You know, we might say, well, I've been meditating for 2 years, and all of a sudden I feel like the ship's hit the sand and it hurts. And I say, great, great, because the truth is that means you're transforming. You're being transformed. Hang in there. Keep on the path. Keep with your prayer and meditation. Keep with your spiritual work, because you've got to first let go of all the stuff that's standing in your way. You've got to clean that out and get rid of it, because on the other side of transformation is a peace that passes understanding. There's joy upon joy. Are you ready for that? And Jesus said, if you know the truth will set you free. But it might make you a little bit miserable in the meantime. Because everything you're pointing at outside of yourself, saying, that's making my life tough. Guess what? That stuff that's within you. It's within you. You wouldn't see it out there if it wasn't within you. Because you see lots of stuff that other people don't see. And they see stuff you don't see. Because it's not in them. They don't have that stuff that they brought from eons and eons to have to clean up. And so, be grateful it's coming up now for you to look at. Because you need, the job begins inside. It starts first with you. Jesus said something very interesting in the Gospel of Thomas. He said, when you seek, and every person in this room is seeking or you wouldn't be here. When you seek, don't you dare stop seeking. And when you find, you will be disturbed, because there'll be stuff that you're going to have to look at that you might not like. But you got to clean it out. And when you're disturbed, you will then marvel, because you'll be this open vessel for God. And when you marvel, and this is Jesus talking, you will reign with me forever. And what do you think Jesus is talking about here? Consciousness. He's talking about consciousness. And so you're not overcoming your challenges. Your challenges are building you. They're growing you. And so be grateful for them. And a very simple two-step process or practice that will change your life is this. Number one, accept everything that happens. Accept it. The flat tire, the boss that doesn't appreciate you. Just say, it is as it is. It is as it is. Say that with me. It is as it is. It just is. And then the second step is immediately start giving thanks. Give thanks for the presence and the power of God in the situation, because what that will do, it will begin to open you up to spirit. It will begin to put you at one with the infinite love intelligence of the universe. Again, don't fight it. Accept everything that happens and then give thanks and begin to get God on the scene. God's always on the scene. We forget sometimes. But allow that presence and that power to fill you. And yes, we may go through some yucky stuff as we discover that all of our problems we've created. All those problems out there we've created. And so as you begin to surrender, as you begin to let go of the pain and suffering, because you have that choice to do that. And as you step in the truth to the truth of who you are, and you begin and you begin to be, you know, to be that loving, giving, accepting human being, spiritual being, then you will be welcomed home into your wholeness. Because in the mind of God, the truth is, you are whole and perfect. You are whole and perfect. And so welcome home to God. Welcome home to your connection to God. Second area of our life that I believe we have to come home to is welcome home to yourself. Welcome home to yourself. You know, open yourself up to what it is you are being called to become. And ask yourself the questions, you know, what is my purpose? What is my passion? What is my greatest passion? What is my core values? Same thing we did for this church. And what are the gifts that I get to bring to the world? And as you ask these questions, you open the door for God to burst through. You know, and as you're opening yourself to what it is that it wants to come forth, all you have to do is crack the door just a little teeny bit, just a little crack, and the light will come through. The light will burst through. You don't have to worry. You just have to open the door, and the light will shine forth. It will come through you. And you may not be totally there yet, but since you're here today, you're on your way home. And it may happen during a meditation. It may happen during the music, the choir singing, during the talk. It could be happening maybe as you're serving dinner down at the Salvation Army that we do the fourth Thursday of every month. Whatever it is that is yours to do, do it with great love. Do it the best you can and dedicate everything that you do to a higher purpose. And you will be guided home to your true self. Because we all have gifts to give. And so welcome home to discovering your life's passion, purpose, and gifts. The third and last area I want to talk about today is welcome home to community. Welcome home to this spiritual community, to Unity of Bellevue. And the best way I know of creating community, authentic community, is by joining a small group. And here at the church, here at Unity of Bellevue, we call them spiritual connection groups. And we are starting our fall program next Sunday. And we'll be studying emergence, the shift from ego to essence. And we'll be on a 7-week journey where this is not just going to be talking, it's going to be experiencing. And so I encourage you to get the book today and start reading. You want to be a week ahead because most of what you're going to read are practices for you to do. This is, again, it's going to be being, not doing. We're going to be doing practices that allow us to be more of our essence. And you're going to need to do those practices before you go into your small groups so you'll have something to talk about, something from your experience. And so I encourage you to get the book. The study guide is online. You can download it. If you don't have a computer or access to a computer, we have some printed out. But it's online. You can go to our website and print it out. And join a spiritual connection group. They're starting next week. And so when you get home today, go online, www.unityofbellevue.org. On the home page, it just says join a spiritual connection group. And it will take you to a link where it lists all of the homes, and we have some here in at the church, but the days and the times and the locations of all the groups. Some are closed. They've already filled up. There are quite a number who still have openings. So join a group, because for these 7 weeks, we're going to be traveling together. We're going to be journeying together and shifting from our ego to our true essence. And you want to do that with a group, because there's power in groups. You know, if at some point in your life, you've lost your job or you've been diagnosed with an illness, maybe a loved one dies. What I know is that these spiritual connection groups, and Bill and I have been doing these groups in churches since 1997. So we have some experience with this. And what I see is that small groups, they're there for you. The group that you're in, they will be there for you. They're friends, people walking through life with you. Spiritual connection groups create community. Church isn't you sitting in the pews looking up here at me. Okay? Church is sitting in a circle looking at each other. That creates beloved community. And so I encourage you, this, if you want to turbocharge your spiritual growth and your spiritual life, get in a spiritual connection group. And for 7 weeks, we'll be doing this incredible journey together. And the energy in this room will be so much higher. And we want you to come with us. And so that beloved community starts with those connection groups. And so I want to end today with this story about the Special Olympics. There were 9 contestants, and they were all physically or mentally disabled, assembled at the starting line of the 100-yard dash. And at the gun, they all started out not exactly in a dash, but with the relish to run the race to the finish and win. All that is, except for one boy who stumbled on the asphalt, tumbled over a couple of times, and then began to cry. The other 8 heard the boy cry. They slowed down, and then they stopped. And they all turned around, and they went back, every single one of them. And one girl with Down syndrome bent down and kissed him and said, "This will make you feel all better." And then all nine kids linked arms, and together they walked to the finish line. Okay. Together, we create this beloved community known as Unity of Bellevue. Welcome home. God bless you.